evening and welcome to Encounter. Boy, these lights are bright. Welcome to Encounter, our midweek service of prayer and presence. Whether you are with us here in person or joining us online, we are so glad that you are here, and we hope that you do have an encounter with God this evening. A couple of announcements. This service is going to continue weekly on Wednesday evenings up until the week of Thanksgiving. We will not meet the week of Thanksgiving. We will be back for a couple of weeks in December, and then we'll take a break through the rest of the holidays. But just so you're planning ahead, we'll meet again here next week. I wanted to mention, since our theme for this season right now is healing, that we have a counselor-led grief processing group that's going to be starting up on November 7th. It's going to meet on Monday nights at 6 p.m. here at West End. And that is a group that's open to anybody who has been experiencing grief. And we would love for you to avail yourself of that if that's something that you think would be helpful to you. You need to register by October 30th, which is this Sunday. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can go to our website, westendumc.org/grief, to get more information and to register. Now let us center ourselves and focus on God this evening. Join me in our gathering prayer. No one is far from you, O God. We come together in joy, mindful of the burdens we carry, the hurts and sorrows we have. We come together in gladness, never forgetting God's love. We come together with praise for each other and those who are with us on the journey. No one is far from you, O God. Tune our hearts so that we may know your love, peace, and healing. Amen. Now I'd like you to turn to that other sheet of paper we've got, and we've got a responsive reading this evening, Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. I will exalt and rejoice in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also. But I trust in you, O Lord.
I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. Oh, how abundant is your goodness that you have laid up for those who fear you and accomplished for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of everyone. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from human plots. You hold them safe under your shelter from contentious tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was beset as a city under siege. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts haughtily. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. And now hear these words from Mark 6, verses 45 to 56. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came toward them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He had intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and they cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. During our reflection time this evening, I'm going to periodically step up here to the mic and offer a few questions just as touch points for your reflection. But you are welcome to use the prayer stations that we've had for a long time since we've begun this service. I also brought some prayer shawls this evening. These are shawls that are made by folks in our congregation. We have a group that meets regularly to knit them or crochet them. And they pray for the folks who will receive them. And we also have some pocket prayer shawls that are smaller if you don't want a whole big one. I would invite you to take one this evening, and if you'd like, take it home with you or take it to someone that you love and care about that you think would appreciate it. But at some point, I would invite you to just wrap that around yourself as a gift of prayer and as a tangible reminder of God's love for you. If you're joining us from home, I would invite you to find a nice cozy blanket and snuggle up in it. So now I invite you to make yourself comfortable as you can. Drop your shoulders. We tend to kind of make them raised, so drop your shoulders, unclench your jaw, and take a deep breath. Take a moment to center yourself. Thank you. scripture says he went up on a mountain to pray. Where is your mountain? For me, it's a camp in northern Michigan. I put a picture up on the screen. It's a place where I felt known and loved, and where I have grown in my faith. And when I can't be there in person, sometimes I imagine myself there, sitting on my favorite bench and spending time with God. So spend a moment or two reflecting on these questions. Where is a place where you have felt especially close to God? Where have you gone to seek God's help? The scripture says, "Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased." When have you experienced Jesus getting into the boat with you? Has there been a time when others have been the presence of Christ for you and got in the boat with you? gospel says, when they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. When have others come alongside you to help you experience healing? When have you helped others find healing? The scripture says, and wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. If you have a blanket or a prayer shawl or even a sweater, you might touch the fringe as you reflect on these questions. What does it mean that just touching the fringe of Jesus' cloak brought healing to the sick? If you could touch the fringe of his cloak today, what would healing look like in your life?
I would invite us now to join together in the prayer that's listed there. I will invite us to pray for specific things, and I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and I invite you to respond by saying, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Oh God, we give you thanks for your presence with us. We give you thanks that you see our individual concerns and needs, and you see the concerns of the whole world, and you hold all of us and the whole world in the palm of your hand. We pray now for the people of this congregation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who suffer and are in trouble, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the concerns of this local community, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the world, its people, and its leaders. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the Church Universal, its leaders, its members, and its mission. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And for the communion of saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Oh God, we ask for your presence with us this night and through the rest of the week. Be present with us in our waking, in our work, and in our rest. Help us to see the needs of others and reach out in love and care and compassion. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus, our healer. Amen. Friends, after our final song, I invite you to go in peace. Amen.